I bet you have a memory of a moment in your past in which you were denied credit. You did something, something good, but someone else stole the glory. It might have been in school, it could have been at work. You may have protested at the time, or maybe you couldn't do anything about it and had to watch as someone else, someone unworthy, received the kudos and congratulations that should have been yours. You might still be bitter about it too, and I don't blame you. The theft of your accomplishments stings, making you wish someone could set the record straight. That's exactly what you'll hear on They Did That, the new podcast from Something Else and Sony Music Entertainment. They Did That introduces you to people who changed the world but were overlooked, discriminated against, or in some cases, had their achievements deliberately stolen. These are stories of global pioneers and trailblazers throughout history that irrevocably changed the worlds of science, medicine, business, and the arts, people who should have received credit for their work a long time ago. On today's Saturday Matinee, we're playing a clip from the episode that covers Alice Ball, a woman who developed the earliest long-term treatment for leprosy in the early 1900s. She created a process for making oil water-soluble so that it could be injected into the body as a treatment. I hope you enjoy. And be sure to listen to the rest of the episode by searching for and following They Did That. We put a link in the show notes to make it easier.
It's 1914. World War I has just started. All the world is in a frenzy. But on one island in Hawaii, there's a community of people whose lives have been put on hold for almost 50 years already. Hundreds of adults and children with leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, are quarantined on a remote peninsula called Kalupapa on Molokai Island. They've been torn from their families with little to no notice and brought to this paradise on Earth. Even though they're surrounded by some of the most stunning views in Hawaii, they're trapped indefinitely in a so-called leper colony, caught between the ocean and one of the tallest sea cliffs on Earth. They've been forced into exile for fear that they'd spread the disease, and now they have no choice but to wait for a treatment, for a cure, or just to be able to go back home to their families. At this time, Hansen's disease isn't just a Hawaii problem, though. People around the world are seeing a rise in cases, and they're scared of catching it. The disease mainly causes nerve damage and skin lesions, but it is infectious and visible. Which means, in addition to being physically painful, it carries so much stigma that people with the disease become social outcasts. And doctors around the world are trying everything under the sun to find a treatment. But so far, nothing is working. Meanwhile, on another island just 57 miles away, there's a 22-year-old student named Alice Ball, getting her master's in chemistry at Hawaii College in Honolulu. Alice becomes the first woman and first Black woman to get a master's from Hawaii College. And over the next few years, she meets the right people at the right time to create the first effective treatment for Hansen's disease. But she won't get public recognition for her work for another 80 years until local researchers went digging through the archives.
In 1977, I was teaching ethnic studies, Black studies in particular, and I couldn't find information on not only Black women in Hawaii, but Blacks in Hawaii. And so I went to the state archives and began to uncover a bit, including Alice Ball's name.
Why did it take so long for the world to find out about an extraordinary young woman who changed thousands of lives? And how far will some people go to take credit for what isn't theirs? From Something Else and Sony Music Entertainment, this is They Did That. I'm Takara Small. It's the summer of 1914, and a 22-year-old Alice Augusta Ball arrives in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu would have been a thriving, bustling seaport. Tourism hadn't really begun at that time.
This is Dr. Catherine Takara. She's been looking into Alice's story for over 40 years. On this trip, Alice is headed just outside the city to the College of Hawaii.
She was a graduate student in the chemistry department, and she was the first woman, much less a black woman, the first woman to graduate with a master's degree in chemistry from Hawaii College, it was called then.
Dr. Takara taught at the University of Hawaii at Manoa for 30 years, the same campus Alice Ball walked through over a century ago.
There was not yet the East-West Center. There was not yet the School of Law or the School of Medicine.
By the time Alice arrives in Hawaii, the college is only 7 years old, and it has just one building surrounded by tree groves and pig farms. Walking around the small campus with less than 100 students, there was something else Alice might have noticed.
To contextualize Alice Ball, in my research on Black women in Hawaii, I only found three African-American or Black women living in Hawaii.
It's hard to know how Alice felt about being the only Black woman on campus. From her college photo, it's clear that she's light-skinned, and it seems that people might have thought she was Hawaiian or even white. But no one has found any of Alice's journals, if they even exist. So we have no way of knowing how being Black actually impacted her life in Hawaii. I can imagine some things, though. I can imagine her ignoring her classmates' double takes, being made to feel like an outsider, having to be the best at absolutely everything to stand out. What we do know is that she had enough support from her family to be here at all. It wasn't unheard of for women to go to college in the 1900s, but it certainly wasn't the norm to pay a ton of money to send your daughter across the ocean for a master's degree. But Alice came from a prominent family of photographers. In fact, her grandfather's works included portraits of people like Frederick Douglass and Charles Dickens. Alice's family not only had the means to help her achieve her dreams, but the sense to encourage dreaming in the first place. And their support wasn't lost on Alice. She was an incredibly hard worker. She was doing experiments for her master's in the morning and volunteering as an English tutor in the evenings.
From morning until probably in the evening around 8 would be her working hours. She was probably quite exhausted.
That was just how Alice was built. I mean, her high school graduation quote even read, "I work and work, and still it seems I have nothing done." But Alice wasn't just a hard worker. She was also brilliant. By the time she was 22, she had 2 bachelor degrees from the University of Washington, one in chemistry and the other in pharmaceutical chemistry. And she had already co-published an article in a prestigious chemistry journal. This was the moment Alice had been working towards, the day she could start a master's program and soon start working as a professional. And she knew exactly what she wanted to tackle first.
She was interested even then in the healing properties of the ava root.
Alice hit the ground running. She started researching for her master's thesis on the ava, or kava root. Now that might sound familiar. It's the root of a shrub known for having medicinal, sometimes even psychedelic effects. And it was while working on this project that Alice Ball met the men who would facilitate the beginning and end of her professional career.
That was a clip from an episode of the new podcast, They Did That, from Something Else and Sony Music Entertainment. Be sure to listen to the rest by searching for and following They Did That wherever you get your podcasts.